the way it's wrote at the minute, it gives very clear guidance as to what the process is for a demolish, but it doesn't give clear guidance as to what happens at a house that might have to be partially remediated if one wall had high levels and another area didn't have high levels. So that is some of the questions that we need to find here, Greg, during this process now. I think, as I said earlier, it would be important that the national standards, and that's something that we have a defective concrete block meeting on Thursday. It's something that we will be looking for as a meeting with our defective concrete block with the National Standards Authority to ask them these questions as to how they would see that happening for houses that don't meet those levels. Like, you could have houses that don't meet those levels that still have considerable damage. How are they taken into consideration and what protocol is going to be used for those? So there is a few questions here yet that still have to be answered in that.
Does this, in your view, make the scheme more accessible, that it will be easier for people to determine if their house needs to be rebuilt or not? And also that we might see the people that were waiting an increase in applicants to the scheme. I know there's length of rope questions in there, Martin, but I'm just wondering, is your gut that once this is settled, that we'll see a raft of applications to the scheme?
Yeah, I think this will certainly open the door for a lot of people that are sitting at the minute with applications that have, been changed from one option to another. I think this will certainly give them a way forward. I think there are people still sitting waiting on this review to happen to get their applications in, and there are, people that know that, where they are at the minute with the standard that was there. It was difficult to get the remediation option that they preferred, or that their engineer, felt that was the right option for them. I think this will certainly help those people a lot. But it also needs to be sure that when this standard is done, that it's also clear for houses that are okay. I think we have to, from a county perspective and from a housing perspective, we have to have a standard as well that we can stand over if a house gets tested and it comes back, that it's okay, that house can be sold, that house can be mortgaged, and that house can be insured.